Jeremiah chapter 17. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron, and with the point of a diamond, it is engraved upon the tablet of their heart, and upon the horns of your altars. While their children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills. O my mountain in the field, I will give your substance and all your treasures to the spoil, and your high places for sin, throughout all your borders. And you, even you yourself, will discontinue from your heritage that I gave you, and I will cause you to serve your enemies in the land which you do not know, because you have kindled a fire in my anger, which will burn forever. This is what the Lord, Jehovah, says. Cursed is the man who trusts in man, and makes flesh his strength, and whose heart departs from the Lord, Jehovah. Because he will be like the juniper, without bark, in the desert, and will not see when good comes. But will live in the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt and uninhabited land, a land where no one lives. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, Jehovah, and whose hope is the Lord, Jehovah. Because he will be as a tree planted by the waters, and which spreads out her roots by the river, and will not see when heat comes, but her leaf will be green, and will not be lacking in the year of drought, neither will cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked, who can know it? I, the Lord Jehovah, search the heart, I try the thoughts, even to give every man according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his deeds. As the partridge sits on eggs, and does not hatch them, so he who dishonestly obtains riches, will leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end will be a fool. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. O Lord, Jehovah, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you will be ashamed, and those who depart from me will be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, Jehovah, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Lord, Jehovah, and I will be healed, save me, and I will be saved. Because you are my praise. Indeed, they say to me, where is the word of the Lord, Jehovah? Let it now come. As for me, I have not quickly left from being a pastor to follow you, neither have I desired the woeful day. You know, that which came out of my lips was right before you. Do not be a terror to me. You are my hope in the day of evil. Let them be confounded who persecute me, but do not let me be confounded. Let them be dismayed, but do not let me be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of evil, and destroy them with double destruction. This is what the Lord, Jehovah, said to me. Go and stand in the gate of the children of the people, where the kings of Judah come in, and by which they go out, and in all the gates of Jerusalem. And say to them, hear the word of the Lord, Jehovah, you kings of Judah, and all Judah, and all those who live in Jerusalem, who enter in by these gates. This is what the Lord, Jehovah, says. Take heed to yourselves, and carry no burden on the Sabbath day, Saturday. Nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. Neither carry forth a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day, Saturday. Neither do any work, but hallow the Sabbath day, Saturday. As I commanded your forefathers. But they did not obey, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they might not hear, nor receive instruction. And it will come to pass, if you diligently listen to me, says the Lord Jehovah, to bring in no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, Saturday, but hallow the Sabbath day, Saturday, to do no work in it. Then there will enter into the gates of this city kings and princes sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they, and their princes, the men of Judah, and those who live in Jerusalem. And this city will remain forever. And they will come from the cities of Judah, and from the places around Jerusalem, and from the land of Benjamin, and from the plain, and from the mountains, and from the south, bringing burnt offerings, and sacrifices, and meat offerings, and incense, and bringing sacrifices of praise, to the house, temple, of the Lord, Jehovah. But if you will not listen to me to hallow the Sabbath day, Saturday, and not to carry a burden, even entering in at the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, Saturday, then I will kindle a fire in its gates, and it will devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it will not be quenched.